Hello everyone, I'm Lizzie.
I'm Bailey.
And welcome back to No More Podcast. How you guys doing? Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing stickers.
Bailey's in the back doing stickers, doing a fun collage on their table. It's coming along very cool. But let's go ahead and jump right into our story, shall we?
What are we learning about today?
Well, today, let's just start off by saying we all know the story of the three little pigs.
Maybe.
Maybe. I know you guys are thinking that's listening. What on earth is she talking about? Yes, I know. I can hear you. The roles are reversed. I'm in the back seat of your car. No, I'm not.
That's so funny
Anyways.
to me.
Now, we all know about the big bad wolf, you know, blows down the first two pigs' houses, which are made of straw and sticks, respectfully, but is unable to destroy the third pig's house that is made of bricks. But what about the little pig that went to war? I know, shocker. They had a cousin. And he went to war. And today on No More Podcasts, we are talking about Tia Pitt's The German War Pig.
Ew, you.
Now, the tale of Tia Pitt's begins on board the
The
SMS.
tail.
Ha ha ha.
Sorry.
The little swiggly tale of Tia Pitt's begins on board the SMS Dresden, a light cruiser of the German Imperial Fleet. Pigs were often kept on board battleships to supply fresh meat, but in a strange set of circumstances, Tia Pitts managed to escape her fate of becoming breakfast. The SMS Dresden has been involved in the Battle of the Falkland Islands, where the British fleet had come out victorious. However, the Dresden was faster than the British ships and managed to escape. Later, two British battleships, the HMS Glasgow and the HMS Kent, located her in Cumberland Bay, off the coast of what is now known as Robinson Crusoe Island, 670 kilometers west of Chile. Or kilometers, excuse me. Those are two different measurements. The Germans decided to sink their own ship, and poor Tirpitz was left on board. Oh, not Tirpitz. Well, she managed to swim to safety and was picked up by an officer from the HMS Glasgow. Whilst her fellow pigs made it to shore, frightened, Tirpitz nearly drowned her saver. But she was warmly welcomed by the crew of Glasgow. Let's see here. Let's flip this page. This sounds very awkward, but this piece of paper says, no, I can't be separated.
That looks good.
There you go.
There we go.
Tria Pitts notoriously began this. The animal was adopted by the crew of HMS Glasgow, who made her their mascot. They named her Tria Pitts after Alfred von Tirpitz, the German admiral and secretary of state of the Imperial Naval Office. Tirpitz remained with Glasgow for a year and was then placed in quarantine until she was allowed to be adopted by the petty officer who had first seen her, who transferred her to Whale Island Gunnery School, Portsmouth, for the rest of her career. Writing in the Daily Mirror, some 40 years later, L.R. Bradley from the Imperial War Museum recalls how Tia Pitts was originally known as Dennis and was male. But
Dennis.
Dennis! But other reports refer to Pia Tits as a she. Good for them. A non-binary and gender-fluid icon.
For real.
Icon! But no, when HMS Glasgow returned to Britain, L.R. Bradley writes how regulations then in force against swine fever were waived so that Tia Pitts could be disembarked. The ship's captain produced a certificate which stated how Tia Pitts had not been in contact with other swine during the previous year on board the ship. The Times once reported all that I was saying about Tia Pitts being rescued and whatnot, but also adds this little note which I liked. The ship's company of the Glasgow awarded Tia Pitts an Iron Cross, having remained in the ship after its shipmates had left, and it became a great pet. At Whale Island Gunnery School, it was decided that Tia Pitts could be put to better use, namely raising money for charity. Aww.
Not what you expected.
I know.
So go though.
The Aberdeen Press and Journal on December 13th of 1917 reports how at an auction in Chester, an officer was made on the Cheshire estates of the Earl of Shrewsbury and Talbot. But there was also an auction on Tippetts. No! Who was also sold for the benefit of the Red Cross Society. Tippetts made 400 guineas and was sold to the Duke of Portland. A month later, the Taunton Courier and Western Advertiser reported how Tippetts is a at present collecting money north of the Tweed. As she continued on her fundraising tour of Britain, the article explains how the money made by Tippetts' sale was going to the Agriculture Relief of the Allies Fund, of which the Duke of Portland was president. The fund aimed to restore Allied farmers to lead or to their lands devastated by the enemy, excuse me,
Enemy.
enemy. Now, in February 1918, Tippetts appeared at another sale, this time at Eyre Red Cross sale. The Leeds Mercury even printed a picture of the famous porker being inspected by the Marquise and Marchioness of Alesa. Tirpitz, I love how I could say those words, but I couldn't say the pig's name.
It's a tricky name.
Tirpitz bettered her price here, raising a grand total of £840 for the Red Cross and the Agriculture Relief of the Allies Fund. Tirpitz was again sold at the Nottingham Patriots' Fair, raising £505. But in 1919, poor Tirpitz passed away. The Duke of Portland, who bought her many times over, arranged to have her head stuffed and sent to the Imperial War Museum. Oh no. The Sunderland Daily Echo and Shipping Gazette, Gazette tells of how the Imperial War Museum in 1926 were arranging to showcase some naval relics to mark
Armitage.
Armistice Day. Among the many items was the stuffed head of Tirpitz. Later in time, the Western Morning News in 1943 reported how Tirpitz lived on the ship that saved her life. The HMS Glasgow carried a pair of silver-mounted carvers made from the trotters, basically the feet and toes of a German pig called Tirpitz. It kind of reminds me of the story of the pigs that went to the market and went home, you know. Except one went to war and became a German war pig. I think that's how the story went, anyways.
I think that's, I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Yeah, but I hope you guys enjoy the story of Tippetts.
You say it differently every time.
I know it's like Benjamin Cumberbatch saying the word penguin.
Yeah.
Penguins, penguin. I just suffer when it comes to names sometimes, man. I try to say
It's
it.
also German, so it doesn't look like how it's pronounced.
Exactly. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the tale of Tippetts. And what do you think, Bailey?
I think it's a cool pig. Like,
Yeah.
it got a better life than what it could have been. If it landed on an island, it probably would have been a wild pig. But it got
Yeah.
a pretty cool life. It was popular and it got some notoriety.
Yeah. Hopefully they took good care of her.
I think they did,
Yeah.
from what I remember
Yeah.
reading.
So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that. And if you did, you can, there are ways you can let us know, like following us on Facebook or Instagram, leave a
That no more
review,
podcasts.
and no more podcasts. Maybe help if I tell them the
Yeah.
podcast. Yeah, leave a like, leave us a review. Let us know what you like, what you didn't like, and yeah, make sure you tip your tour guides. 'Cause if you don't, well, you just won't have bacon or sausage ever again.
A war pig won't be your mascot.
A war pig would never be your mascot because you did not, in fact, bring home the bacon for another tour guide. Shame on you. But with that being said,
Bye.
bye.
One last thing. Take a shot every time Lizzie says Tirpitz's name differently. All right,
Bye.
that's it. Bye.